This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India should present a unique AI model to the world reflecting the spirit of Made in India and Made for the World. He emphasized on developing Indian AI models that are ethical, unbiased, transparent and based on data privacy principles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a roundtable with Indian AI startups in New Delhi. Ahead of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 to be held in the country next month, 12 Indian AI startups, which have qualified for the AI for All Global Impact Challenge, attended the roundtable. During the meeting, they presented their ideas and work. These startups are working in a diverse set of areas, including Indian language models, 3D content using generative AI for e-commerce, marketing and personalized content creation, engineering simulations, healthcare diagnostics and medical research, among others. During the meeting, Prime Minister highlighted the importance of artificial intelligence in bringing about transformation in society. He said that India will host the India AI Impact Summit next month, through which the country will play a major role in the technology sector. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh said that a hybrid model combining artificial intelligence with human intelligence will be critical to building a future-ready, responsive and effective public administration. Addressing a workshop on AI for capacity building, transforming governance in New Delhi, the minister underlined that artificial intelligence should be seen as a powerful means, not an end in itself, and must always be guided by human judgment and responsibility.
AI integration has been implemented under AI-driven capacity building through the iGOT platform. AI Sarthi acts as a gateway to the iGOT learning ecosystem. The platform also includes an AI tutor that provides personalized learning along with an AI-based capacity building plan that will be useful for various government departments and ministries.
The government has said that the special window for affordable and mid-income housing investment fund has generated over 36,000 skilled and unskilled jobs. It's a government-backed initiative to provide last-mile financing to stalled housing projects with financial support from the Ministry of Finance's Department of Economic Affairs. The Ministry of Finance said that the fund has been unlocked for over 37,400 crore rupees of capital across 127 projects nationwide with over 90 million square feet of area under development. The ministry said that the project has protected home buyers' interests, revived the housing sector, generated employment and strengthened the overall economy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government is committed to establish lasting peace in Jammu and Kashmir and completely eliminate terrorism. The Home Minister said this while chairing a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said counter-terror operations targeting terrorist infrastructure and terror financing should continue in mission mode. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari announced that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a cashless medical treatment scheme for victims of road accidents soon. Mr. Gadkari said this while addressing a press conference after chairing the 43rd meeting of the Transport Ministers of all states and union territories and the Transport Development Council in New Delhi. The minister said that under the scheme, road accident victims will be entitled to cashless treatment of up to 1,50,000 rupees for a minimum of 7 days. Minister of Electronic and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw met a team of the American technology company NVIDIA in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the discussion was held on a development of server and GPUs and manufacturing of edge devices like DGX Spark in India. In badminton, ace shuttler PV Sindhu has stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. She outclassed 8th seed Tomoko Miyazaki of Japan by 21-8, 21-13 in the round of 16. Top men's pair Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty also sailed into the quarterfinals with a 21-18, 21-11 over Malaysia's world number 17 Junaid Arif and Roy King Yap. And that is the end of this news bulletin.